The two former justices, one considered liberal and the other conservative, both agree something must be done to defuse the personal animosities between the liberal and conservative justices now sitting on the court. At a forum sponsored by the Society for Professional Journalists last week, Justice Jeanine Gieske said the incident is eroding confidence in the court's ability to rule fairly on cases.
The justices are going to have to be out on the road in the fall a lot, rebuilding confidence in people's sense of the court, because it is absolutely critical for our entire system that people trust that when they get to the court, the case is going to be decided on its merits, not on personalities. If people have that perception, perception becomes reality.
Former Justice John Wilcox, considered by most to have been on the conservative side of the court, said one simple solution would be for justices to spend time together outside of their chambers to promote more mutual respect for their differing opinions.
Until you have that accommodation among the justices, all of them, the justices used to eat together. They used to go out to lunch together when I first came on the court. And then in 97, they didn't do that anymore. So there is a problem, and well, let's try to face it.
Both Wilcox and Gieske said once the current law enforcement and judicial commission investigations into the flare-up between Bradley and Prosser are complete, they hope the court will face the problem and find a workable solution. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.